All this week we've been listening to the wise lessons given to us from some of the animals mentioned in the Bible. That wisdom is very practical, not the dry and dusty wisdom from libraries or lectures. But how practical is it? We don't have much snow for climbing right now, but one difficulty climbers get into is that they may be crag-fast. He's not able to move in any direction. He may think of different ways off the mountain, but he has no confidence to try any of them. He needs help. So somebody from the mountain rescue team get beside him, tells him where to move his foot, his hand, just one step at a time to get off the rock and out of danger. Wisdom is making progress and getting out of that danger. So, Donald Trump is now the 45th President of the United States. He will have been given much wise counsel, and we've made our own contribution. When Solomon was made king, he was asked by God what he wanted. He replied, "Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?" Now, Solomon faced the same challenges as President Trump will, but also that we also face. He was conscious of a huge responsibility for a whole nation, with a great variety of needs and problems. His concern is for the good of those people. He was aware that he lacked the necessary ability equal to the demands he faced. So he asked God for what he lacked and needed. He depended on and looked to his God. And he held in his prayer the faithfulness of God to David his father, that Solomon may also know that faithful provision in his every need. We're not kings, we're not presidents, but can we not pray just like one? Do we not feel the same things as they did? We come to the same Lord and God, and we can hold on to that same quality in his character as Solomon did. We have known the Lord's faithful provision along our path of life. And whatever be the problem we now face, we ask that the Lord will be there for us in that need. Thank you.